This is our SBNB update, episode 107, Roe, Caviar, and the Dragon Full Helmet. Oh my. Hello, everybody. This is RSBNB Update, the RuneScape podcast that informs you on, well, pretty much everything RuneScape-related, RSBNB-related, and the occasional Star Trek reference. Who are we here with this week?
Bradley.
And?
Mike.
Mike Lee. Good.
No, Mike Lee.
Good. So, Brad's back. How was your little trip to England last week?
It wasn't me last week.
Right.
Yes, my trip was fine. It rained a lot.
Okay. Any interesting things happen on the way, like through France or anything?
No. France is boring.
Okay. Any accidents on the Autobahn?
No.
Okay. Well, I guess
it was pretty normal, really. Nothing to say.
Okay, so we got, I'd call this update this week pretty high level. Basically, it's that barbarian training place they released. It's basically, you know, you guys know where the, what's that minigame called?
Barbarian Assault.
Yes, it's close to that. And in essence, what this gives is you're given a few new training methods for fire making, fishing, herb lore, and smithing. And once you prove yourself worthy, you can go down into this dungeon and fight the Mithril Dragon. And also some powered-up Brutal Green Dragons, which are level 227 and the Myth ones are 304. So, let's start off at the top here. How do we like the new training methods? Brad, did you go there?
What, to the Myth Dragons? No, I didn't. I know
okay,
nothing
Mike?
About this.
No, none of them are really any useful at all.
Okay. So we have starting fires with a bow. So I guess you don't need a tinderbox?
Yeah, that's...
Like what? Ideally, what you'd do is you'd have your bow, and then you'd start out at level 1, and you'd start a fire by rubbing two sticks together. Ideally, I think that's how fire making should start before you use a tinderbox, you know?
Wouldn't that be the more advanced fire making, though?
Well,
the tinderbox would be level 1 because it's easiest.
Yeah, but tinderbox is easy because then it's like tinderbox is like a matchbox, right?
Yeah.
So why not upgrade to the matchbox at like level 50 or something, and then you start fire like in ancient times, you know?
I don't know.
I just think that that's kind of interesting. I remember once, like when I was in grade 4 or something, we went on a field trip, and we started fire with a bow and a stick.
That's the one where you rub the stick, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
you
get a stick and you put another stick on top, and then you move the bow back and forth, and then you start a fire.
Takes ages though, doesn't it?
Yeah. You get like, I got smoke coming off mine.
Was that what you did on your school trips? You just drove out to the forest and made fire.
This was like examining how people lived back in the olden days.
Oh.
Yeah. Because like, that's part of the curriculum here is examining the fur trading past and everything.
Right.
Anyways, a bit of a tangent.
Because that's
there.
A valuable life skill.
Okay, so, and for the fishing one, you can extract roe, or you could learn to extract roe from fish to enhance your potions. Catch fish without a harpoon.
That does sound interesting.
Yes. You can catch leaping trout, leaping salmon, or leaping sturgeon.
Those are with the heavy rod, though.
Yes. You can get roe or caviar. Caviar is fish eggs. I remember...
From sturgeons.
Yes. I remember that this Russian guy on one of the Bond movies liked caviar.
That fat one.
Yes. What was his name?
He's played by Robbie Coltrane. I can't remember his name for the life of me.
Let's see.
I'll put Coltrane. Was it The World Is Not Enough?
Yes. Then he got shot or something.
Okay, he was... Valentin Zukovsky.
Ah, yes, he was like short and fat.
Yeah.
He was in GoldenEye too, you know.
It's the same bloke who played Hagrid in the Harry Potter movies.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah, it's Robbie Coltrane. Scottish bloke.
Oh, really? Didn't he die?
No, he's still alive.
I thought someone from the Harry Potter movie series
died or something. That was Argus Filch.
Who is...
The caretaker with the cat.
Oh, you know? So I thought it was a guy that died.
Yeah, the guy who played him died.
I thought that was a woman, though.
No, hang on a minute. He's still alive. Who died then? I thought he died.
I don't know.
Who died? So I'm sure somebody will know it there.
Okay, let us know.
I think we're getting pretty off topic.
Yeah.
Isn't that Dumbledore? Didn't Dumbledore die? One of the Dumbledores died.
I have no idea.
Okay, let's just...
This is called the rat hole, by the way. It's called the rat hole. Okay. Anyways, on we go. Caviar and Roe from the heavy rod fish catchers. And then, of course, you can catch tuna, swordfish, and shark without a harpoon. You need 96 fishing to catch a shark without a harpoon. You get 110 fishing XP and 11 strength experience.
That's not enough to make me want to play RuneScape full-time, though.
I don't know. It just sounds interesting. Like, do we know what this animation looks like?
I can log on and see now.
Actually posted something.
Yes, we'll find something after.
Okay, forget that, then.
Okay, and then we got a Herblore, which you mix a two-dose potion with roe or caviar. Basically, the only benefit to this, I wouldn't even call it a benefit, is it heals plus 3 or 6, depending on the potion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not useful.
Exactly. Zamorak mix, which requires level 85 Herblore, 58 XP. So basically, I guess, I don't know, the only time I could see doing this is if you have extra potions that you can't sell. Like, for instance, say you got Zamorak brews that you don't want to sell, and you could do that, and maybe someone would buy them. I was talking to our friend, Mr. UDS Cap, before the show, and he was saying that this is a plan that he's doing. Basically, he's got all these old Zamorak brews, like over 800 of them from his fishing, damn it.
He fishes Zamorak potions. What fishing level can he fill out?
No. From his Herblore getting 99, so basically he's going to try and sell them to peers. Well, that's neat. Someone made an animation of that. So basically, you reach in the water and grab the fish. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, after that, we got smithing, which basically lets you turn a regular spear into a hasta. Hasta la vista with the rune hasta. No?
No.
And these seem kind of pointless as well.
Same thing as a spear.
Yeah,
just look better.
The only thing I think worthy of mention this week is the Ancient Cavern, which basically apparently is pretty dangerous, right, Mike?
Kind of.
We got Water Fiends, which are level 115, level 132 Barbarians, level 132 Skeletons, level 168 Spirits, Brutal Green Dragons, and Mithril Dragons, which are level 304. I wonder how rare the Dragon Full Helmet is. Probably pretty rare, considering that they're still selling for what, like 30 mil, wasn't it?
I heard the Mithril Dragons are a bitch to kill as well, because they use all three combat types, so you can't just use a Protect for air.
Yeah, and there's no safe spots. They actually updated the game yesterday because there was a safe spot.
I read something that said, you know, players who are fully maxed out can only kill about 4 to 6 on a full load of food and potions.
Wow.
So you'd have to go backwards and forwards a lot.
Yes, okay. Anyways, speaking of the stats, we were doing some comparing before we started talking, but the Dragon Full Helmet does appear to be a tad better than the Third Age helmet. So I don't know, maybe Third Age will go down now, or you think it'll stay like that because of the rares?
It depends on the rarity of Third Age, I would think.
I think Third Age is pretty rare still.
Mm. Well, maybe that's their plan, is to make all the Third Age go down because it's too expensive.
Well, yeah. I haven't even seen any out in the wild, you know? Like, I just saw my first construction cape 2 days ago. So. Anyways, Brad got this interesting image. Basically, it's a chicken combined with an arrow shaft and then something else.
Two arrow shafts.
Okay, and then what's that
thing? Isn't that a chompy arrow shaft? No, yes, two arrow shafts. Oh, that's a bolt shaft.
Oh, okay. And then that equals...
a chicken with... and then you put some red dye in it. It looks quite good. You should post it with the notes.
Yeah, I added it to the notes.
Where did you find that?
I just saw it posted on a forum. Clan forums.
Yeah.
The only RS forums I actually browse.
Okay. That's pretty interesting. I don't know. It's about time they released the Dragon Full Helmet, though. So we're just waiting for the plate and the kite now and the pickaxe.
Yep.
Okay. In that case, I won't title this episode Full Dragon, then. I'll have to title it something else.
Almost Full Dragon.
Yes. Okay, so that's that part. Sound rework of fire making, fletching, mining, fishing, and wood cutting. So basically what this does is it syncs up the sound so that when you hit the tree or hit the rock, you'll hear the sound right away.
Okay.
I don't know. It's not very significant, but anyways, because of this, they changed the mining animation because it was too hard to sync the new sounds to the old animation. I don't know, but have you tried mining any rocks, either of you?
No. Yeah, it looks kind of funny.
Yeah, it does. Like, you put your pickaxe down, and then you push the pickaxe backwards and forwards, then you take another swing at it, and then, yeah, you kind of, it looks like you're kind of massaging the rock with your pickaxe. And did coal mining seem faster to you?
Yeah, it did kind of seem faster, but maybe that's just because I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, well, I have only 63 mining, and it seemed faster, so. I don't know. That's weird. Bug fix on the Dragonfire shield, which prevented it from firing its special attack when auto-casting spells. That could be kind of a pain. Say you're, like, down there fighting, steel dragons or something, and it doesn't fire because you're using a fire staff. That could be annoying, but that's good that's fixed. Bugs just keep coming out of the woodwork for that one. Oh, and they also fixed the skeletal wyverns. Basically, you could use protect from... it says it's an old bug. You could use protect from melee to block damage from their ice breath. And the ice breath isn't melee, and it was never meant to have any effect on it. So now they actually tell us what the attacks are. First one is bite / tail lash, which is a melee attack. Then they've got ice breath, which is the middle ranged attack, and this one's protected by magic. And then ice ball, which is a long range attack, is protected by protect from missiles.
Haven't the skeletal wyverns been out for like over a year now?
Exactly.
And they finally just realized this bug now.
Yeah. What I'm thinking is that because hardly anyone fights them, because you don't get them for Slayer, right?
No.
So.
Well, I've never gotten them, but they're on the list. They're on the list.
So I guess they're kind of an uncommon task then, and, well, I don't know, it just makes it kind of hard to find these bugs if no one's fighting them. Okay, so another bug fix we got. The Blast Furnace bug fix. Which basically, they say, is that there is this bug in which the blast furnace pump would turn up in random events.
That's if someone was using it when they got teleported to random events, I guess.
Oh. I thought it just meant, like, the blast furnace pump was, like, in the background. Like, you know, those holiday photos when you pick them out and there's, like, weird people in the background.
Yeah. God, like, I don't know. Like, I guess these bugs just come out and come out, right? Like,
it's because Jagex fail at life.
Well, no, it's hard to debug a program, you know?
So like, I still have little sympathy.
I think I finally got all the bugs ironed out of the goal sigs.
That's good.
You can take a look at those at rsbnb.com, mouse over signatures, and go to goal signatures. Ah, yes, and we got the poll. Do you guys remember the time when you... What was the first creature to kill you? Do you guys remember?
No.
I don't remember.
I just want to say, right, 50 people said snake. How the hell could a snake kill you? How the hell? And then 313 people said imp. How the hell?
Imps are level 3.
Oh, God.
But they're level 3, too.
I know. I said I can't remember.
But a snake? A snake?
What was your first one, Brad?
Well, the first one I can remember was probably The Dark Wizards by Varrock. Because I remember wandering up there first. South of Varrock, I mean.
Okay. And Mike and I don't remember, because that was ages ago, like many moons ago, when you were like 12 or something.
Yes.
Okay. What skill did you first concentrate on?
Mine was mining.
Yeah, mine was mining too, for some reason.
I remember when I was really low level, I had a high level agility. I was like 40 agility at combat 20 or something, but I guess
really?
That was my first skill.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I didn't get members for a long time.
I got members at like level 20 or something like that, and the first thing I did was train agility. Why, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember when I first started out, Mike showed me some mine, and then I mined some copper and tin. Then we walked to a furnace in Lumbridge. Then we walked to Varrock and smithed them into, like, bronze whatevers. And then I had to walk to some specialty store to sell them. And then I quit after that.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your first quest?
Demon Slayer.
I think mine was Ernest the Chicken.
I think first one I did was Cook's Assistant. I don't remember, though.
Yeah, that was long ago. Like, how do they expect us to remember this? Like, they should start adding dates to the quest, like, when they're complete, you know?
That'd be nice.
Okay, so that's it for RuneScape updates. What do you guys rate the new Barbarian training thing out of 5?
5.
3.
I'm gonna go 4.
3, 4, 5.
How interesting. Okay, time for the RuneScape questions for this week. We've got an audio question to kick off the show with GZ Pro. Here we go.
Shane, what do your parents think of RSBNB?
Sounds like we're inhaling a little bit of helium there.
Yeah, I really hope he did speed that up.
Okay.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Okay, so what do the parents think of RSBNB? Well, they've always been completely supportive, you know? There's no reason why I wouldn't be allowed to do it. I don't know what else I'm supposed to say. Anybody know?
Have they ever, like, visited the site?
Yes. Gosh, yes. Someone here does more often than they should, but we won't go into that.
And your blog in particular.
Yeah, I added an entry to the host file to the other computer to stop that. Okay, yeah. I don't know, Brad, what do your parents think of RSBNB?
They don't really know about it.
But your dad thought I was a pedophile at one point.
He did think I was a pedophile, yes. I still have my doubts, but... No, I don't. No, they didn't really know about it.
Okay. And Mike?
I don't know. I don't talk to them about it.
Okay. Thank you, GZ Pro. Let's play that again just for fun.
Shane, what do your parents think of RSBNB?
What if that is his real voice and he's going to be deeply insulted when he listens to us?
Well, it does sound like it's sped up, you know? Okay, thank you, GZ Pro. Next one's from Alex. What has been your most humiliating death?
I assume they mean in RuneScape.
Yeah. I honestly have no idea. I don't die very much.
One was probably... No, I can't really think. It's not the sort of game you can have humiliating deaths. It's not like you can do that much wrong. I don't know. I remember getting... like, you know, if you get poisoned and you don't have an antidote on you, I remember I was trying to walk to the... No, I remember. I had poison on me. Not the person, thankfully. I had a poison effect on me. I had a poison effect on me, and I teleported. I think it might have been from the wilderness. And then the poison killed me after I teleported.
Oh yeah, I had that once happen with an abyssal rune decayer thingamajig.
The what?
Abyssal rune crafter PKers, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Like, the guy, like, what the heck? Like, it's a glory amulet, for God's sakes. Like, he chased me to Lumbridge and waited for me to die. Like, are these people really that bent over getting glory amulets?
Are these people really that bent? Yes.
Okay. Mike?
I haven't really died that much.
Yeah.
Well, I died from a King Black Dragon, but I lagged out and lost my fire cape, so...
Ooh, that's bad.
I wouldn't really call it humiliating, though.
Because you were by yourself.
Yeah.
And it was due to the lag. Yeah, I don't die that much. But the only quest I died on was Monkey Madness.
Of all the quests.
Yes. What about you?
What, dying on quests?
Yes.
I've died on so many, I do die a lot. I didn't die on Desert Treasure. No, I'm not sure if I died. No, I don't think I did, because I was doing that guide.
I think Pika might have died on Desert Treasure.
But you didn't.
No.
Because you're good like that.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. Somebody else take this next one.
How old were you when you made your first account? And that's from James.
Formerly known as Maniacs, I shall add.
Yes, I was, let me think, summer of 2005. Well, I was 14.
Okay. And mine was what? 4 years ago? So I would have been, what, 16? Wow, that's late. Okay.
I was in 8th grade, so...
You would have been...
I was in 2001, so, like, almost 6 years ago.
Did I have my account back then?
I don't think so. It wasn't for a while after you created yours.
Yeah. And then I stopped for a while, and I said I really, really surprised you, didn't I?
What?
When I got members.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you, James. Consider an update of Adamant and Runite Metal Dragons. What unique drops would you expect from these beasts from Anubis?
Dragon Plate?
Yeah, or Dragon Kite, you know, maybe. Mm. I don't know, but the way we're going with these dragons, I think we'll end up having to multi them like the Kalthite Queen, you know, because as we know, the Mithril Dragon's already hard enough.
And just imagine that, if...
Unless you get some sort of phaser thing.
Because RuneScape doesn't have, like, a looting system, does it? Like, if you all kill a monster and it drops something, you've got to depend on the whatever you call it, the graciousness of somebody else, not to just pick it up and teleport away.
Yeah. That's what I'd do if I was working on it with some strangers.
RuneScape should have a looting system to stop people doing that.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. So, Dragon Kite and Dragon Plate, maybe. What else? Yeah, that's probably about it.
Maybe...
Mithril Rune Bars.
Yeah, and Adamant Bars. Maybe it would drop ordinary rune items. Maybe it would have a very high... Maybe almost every time it would drop
Like a rune item, like a rune dragon would drop.
A rune plate, or rune legs, or rune kite, or whatever, a rune sword, whatever.
Oh, maybe there'd be nothing wrong with that. Like, right now the entire RuneScape is saturated with rune items, you know?
Let's throw some more on.
Yay! I remember the time when nobody had 99 smithing, and rune plates were really expensive.
Wasn't Blue Rose the first one with...
They weren't that expensive, because you could buy them from that Oziach guy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were 60k.
Okay, then it must have been rune kites, then. Because you can't buy those.
Oh, yeah, rune kites.
Yeah. I don't even have any rune kites. Anyways, thank you for that question. Let us get Mike to take this next one.
Okay. Are you happy Jagex is finally coming out with the rest of the dragon items, such as arrows, darts, full helmet, etc.? What do you think the next will be? Isn't that like the same question as the last one almost?
No.
But are we happy that they're coming out with new items?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Beats the level 20 quest, I guess.
Yeah. I'm wondering when the rune pickaxe will come out.
You mean the dragon pickaxe?
Yes!
Maybe that'll be, like, I don't know.
Well, they had it on the header of the high scores a long time.
And then they removed it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, what do you guys, like, think about, what about dragon claws or dragon, like, battle axe?
Sword.
Dragon short sword or dragon warhammer, you know?
Maybe.
I don't know about those.
Maybe they won't bother.
Those weapons are kind of crappy anyways. Why would anyone want those?
One more thing I want to... Okay, go ahead. I got something I wanted to say, though. Go ahead.
Well, does anyone use the dragon two-hand, really?
No.
That's kind of a crappy weapon.
I saw one at pest control.
Oh. Well, it's just for show, mostly. It's crap.
Yeah.
Okay, what were you going to say?
If you guys look at the Barbarian Training Knowledge Base article, its article ID is 197.
That's an old one, isn't it?
Yeah. That's very old.
Maybe they're just filling in old IDs that don't have anything. That were deleted or something.
Maybe. Or they could have been in planning for that long. One of the two.
Probably is in planning for a long time.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Brarin. I'm putting my guess on the dragon claws. What's Brad guessing for the next item?
Pickaxe.
And Mike?
Yeah, I'd say pickaxe, because it's hinted at.
Okay, what do you think is better, quest cape or 99 cape, say, attack? I personally like the attack cape because it looks cool, but when you get 99 attack, there's no way you won't be able to wear it again. But as for the quest cape, whenever a new quest comes out, you can't wear it. This is from Burnt Joint. That's true, but if you keep up with your quest, it's not really a problem, you know?
I would say that a 99 skill cape is better than a quest cape, personally.
Yeah, me too. I have a quest cape, but I don't have any 99 skill ones. But I'd say the quest cape is better than the fletching cape or the cooking cape.
Yes! The only time a fletching cape deserves respect is when it's trimmed.
Yes.
And the cooking.
Yes. Anyways,
Unless you love cooking and fletching.
Yeah. Well, then, that's an interesting case. I don't know. Like, yeah, I want a 99 skill, but I don't want it to be fletching first. Fletching can be second. But anyways, I wrote a little blog entry. Yeah.
Oh, God, here comes the plugging.
Herblore and farming. I don't know, I wrote a blog entry last night about expensive skills. You can take a look at chain.rsbnb.com. I don't know, it just came to my mind and I wrote it as I was waiting for the pest control boat to leave. I don't know, lots of good stuff on that blog. Okay, that was from Burnt Joint. And yeah, we say the skill capes are better than the quest cape.
Yeah.
Bradler, next question, please.
What is your best technique to raise construction? And
that is from Red Rooster 5. Yorn's tips for the skill of the month.
Oh, really? Well, then we can't answer this question.
Yeah, you can. Oak larders. There you go.
Yeah, oak larders.
Well, in case anybody's wondering, the only 570k XP is gained, and it's looking a little, the graphs are looking a little sad.
Why? It's like nobody...
Four people have XP.
How much?
One person has 504k, another 63k, and the other are under 2k. And let's just say the person who's winning only has 31 posts.
Oh, posts, you bastards.
I'm increasing the skill of the month post count next month to 50.
They'll just spam 19 times more.
Yeah, you remember that other guy? That one guy?
Oh, well, you came back and said, I am sorry.
No.
Who won the fishing in the end?
Ryan.
Yeah. Oh. See, at least the construction hasn't been like the fishing, with somebody getting like a million in one day. That was insane.
I want it to be farming. I want to see what people can do.
Oh, you want to compete, do you?
Well, no, I'm not allowed to enter because technically I could rig the system.
Well, anyone could check you.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I just, if farming ever comes up, I'm going to do a separate competition tracking my XP, and I'll just, if person gets under, if the winner gets less than me, I'll just like, tell them that they need to work harder next time.
I don't know, I say you could enter, just, like, the other members could check your starting XP before you start and your ending XP.
But you know what happens to my competition.
They get sent home in tiny, tiny boxes.
Yes. And that was from Red Rooster 5. Yeah, Brad said oak larders, right?
Yes, oak larders. Yeah.
Okay, next one. How do you make money? And what makes better money? Fletching with 82 fletching or runecrafting with 44 runecrafting from KJTH 2003? Well, technically, fletching could make more money if you gathered the U-logs, the bowstrings on your own, and then alked them on your own.
I don't know if that's more profitable, because then you have to spend all the time gathering all the stuff.
Yeah, but you'd make more money in the end.
It would also take longer.
Yeah, or you can do runecrafting and...
It would get more profitable at 50 when you can have that medium pouch.
Oh, right. Yes, that's right. The tiny, small, and medium pouches. Oh, yeah. So, runecrafting all around, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, KJTH.
I'd say so.
Where should I train my combat to 90? I need 73 attack, 73 defense, and 70 strength. Currently 72 attack, 71 defense, and 68 strength. Best wishes, Blade Kenny 94.
Pest control.
Yes. Pest control.
That'd be the fastest, but also the noobiest way.
Oh, please. That's what I'm doing for right now.
Well, that just proves it then, doesn't it?
Jeez. Oh, yeah, so pest control. There we go. Oh my, this is an interesting one. Shane, what would you do if Jagex decided farming is boring and useless and took it out from Sockman? I don't think they'd ever take out a skill, would they?
No.
You can hope not.
Well, if they did take it out, I'd request that my XP be transferred to another skill.
So it wouldn't bother you that much?
No. If they took it out, sure, just let me transfer it to another skill, you know?
I thought farming was your favorite skill.
It is, but hey, if it's like if the city wants to take your house to build something, if they pay you enough, sure, take it, you know?
But if not, they can just say, get out your bloody house, it's ours now.
Yes, but...
That's the beauty of communism.
Yeah, but there's not many communist states left.
Let's all move to China.
No, thanks.
No. Yeah, I'd say, yeah, you can take it out, but just transfer my XP to, like, Herbler or something.
In Soviet China, RuneScape codes you.
Thank you, Sockman. Oh my, another one for me. Shane, why did you want 99 farming in the first place?
Does anybody knows. That is the unanswerable question.
Yeah, I really have no idea either myself, because there's really no point past 85, right? I'm just waiting for the next herb to come out so I can plant it. But I don't know. I honestly have no idea. White Brad, why do you want 99 fishing?
I did want it because it was the only skill I had of a reasonably high level.
Okay.
But now I'm never going to get it.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're what, 3 million XP away? That's not that much.
Yeah, but I just lack the willpower. Seriously.
Maybe someone wants to do it for you.
Doubt it.
And then
it wouldn't feel like I'd done it, though, would it?
No. What does Mike want to 99?
Oh, I don't care about 99 skills. They're pretty useless.
How about mostly. 99
attacker.
Fletching, then?
No. Like a combat skill. How about 99 prayer?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. I'm a prayer nub! No.
I thought you were going to sing, then.
No. Okay. Let's, remove the Shinneth and change that to what guilds would you guys like to see next?
I don't know. Fletching guild? Farming guild?
There you go. Mike?
I don't know. What would they do for the rest of the guilds?
I'd like to see a farming and herb lore guild. And in the farming guild, what you can do is there's one of each patch, you know? And if you plant... What? It'd be like your tier garden place.
But, imagine, the fletching guild. It would probably just be a small room with a table with a knife on it.
There's already a fletching guild. It's World 132 Yanel Bank. There you go.
Well, anyways, back to the fletching... farming guild. Basically what happens is when you plant your tree in there and when you cut it down... There'd be an increased chance of getting seeds back from what crops you plant in there.
You've got this all planned out, haven't you?
Yeah.
Why don't you just submit your ideas to Jagex?
And then for the Herb Lore Guild, basically there'd be an unlimited supply of water and VLs in there that you could buy for 100 each. Then we can.
Well, and then people could
the
merchant.
No, yeah, you exactly. Cut out the merchanting because they already go for 100 each.
Oh.
Or 250 each. You could also get your herbs identified in there, or you could swap herb seeds for actual herbs with an average of 7 or something.
But that's more than planting. Remember you did your experiment and the average is only
It was 6.8.
6.8 over 100?
Yeah.
So you have this all planned out in your head?
Yeah.
Is this some sort of fantasy?
No. I can even... If you want, I can look at the map and I can tell you where it would be.
Where would it be? Tell
us. Let me look at the map. Put up the world map.
I think it should be in the King Black Dragon lair.
There's no light there, so stuff can't grow.
So? The King Black Dragon can make light. I don't know.
With his ice breath or something. Water the plants.
How about for the... I got an idea. Let's put the farming guild south of Castle Wars.
Okay. Isn't that where the ogre place is?
No. Directly south of Castle Wars, you know?
Okay.
Where that teak tree icon is.
Oh, there.
So you can teleport to it easy?
Maybe.
This is hilarious.
Let's put the Herblar Guild in Taverly.
That would make sense.
Yes. Let's replace that Herblar shop and that entirely caged-in area where that guy's washing his clothes with the Herblar Guild.
Druids.
Okay. Okay. Next one's for you, Brad Min. What would it take to start you playing RuneScape again?
I don't think anything would make me play RuneScape again. I'm almost done with games, period, because World of Warcraft is like a move on from RuneScape. I think once I get entirely bored of World of Warcraft, I just won't play games.
Counter-Strike.
Maybe I'll just concentrate on my education like I should have done 3 years ago.
What's there to concentrate on, though? You only get like 100%, don't you?
Yeah, but I could do better. But yeah, I don't think there's nothing would make me go back and play RuneScape.
Nothing.
I know too many people who play World of Warcraft, most of whom have never heard of RuneScape.
Yeah.
And the ones that do are like shocked I played it.
These people in Counter-Strike, they don't like World of Warcraft.
Why? Because they're assholes.
You remember that one time in the server they were discussing World of Warcraft or something? Majority of them thought it, and I quote, "It blows."
They're probably people who got to like level 2 and then couldn't understand it.
Well, no, these people, like some of them in there are pretty stupid. Like there's this one time that's running around like the island, like running around this little thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This little desk thing, he was kept running around it and running around it, then finally he got killed when he ran by the door.
Right.
Okay, moving on. And that was from the Haystack. I still think you should have changed his name to the Haystack.
He probably would have liked that.
Okay. Mike, next one's for you.
Okay. Is it really worth training your mage at Cammy, just teleporting, or is there something better for a level 50 mage? And that's from Zach. Formerly Zio. With an X.
That's what I did from 50 to 55. But God, that was boring.
What'd you do?
Teleport to Camelot over and over.
Oh, you know what I did? Because I was still free to play. I casted fire whatevers, like fire bolt, fire blast, whatever they're called, on the lesser demon up in the wizard's tower till 55.
Oh.
And any good drop, I telegrabbed. This was ages ago, though, before I got members.
Yeah, I would say teleporting is, unless you want to do those fire spells.
It's a good excuse to work on your runecrafting, too, you know?
I guess make laws over and over.
Well, you could take if you don't want to use the abyss, you could do the Captain Picard quest and take the balloon from Castle Wars. That was a good quest.
Mm. No, it wasn't, Shane. Don't lie to yourself. It was terrible.
It was such a good quest.
Several small children were killed in the creation of that quest.
Okay, last question. Shane, I started a skill pier and I want to get farming up. It's currently level 1 and I want to get it to 30. Guess why? Any suggestions on what to do from Conaclown? Well,
be good and get off probation. That's what you should do.
He hasn't worn off probation, though.
We had a lot of people on probation. Well, I guess two are the same person, so that doesn't really count. Jane's dying.
If I was, you could come save me. Okay, farming, basically what you want to do if you want to get it really quick is you want to buy oak trees. But if you want to just get it casually, do the best allotment and do chain farming runs to pretty much every farming patch that exists. I remember doing that when farming came out.
Yeah. It
took like 2 hours to do a farming run.
I got to level 50 in a week.
Yeah, then you stopped.
Yeah, I know life did. That was then, really boring.
Yeah, now I'm beating you by 8 levels.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's pretty much it for questions this week, but when I was screening through the questions, I noticed a few people didn't read the frequently asked questions because there's questions about what we think of the RuneScape update this week, because obviously that's going to be discussed when we talk about it, and then there's questions that have been asked before, so please, please, please read the FAQ that we link you to before you post your question. Please, please, please. Tech news! We got some Microsoft stuff and some Apple stuff. this week. So first one is, Microsoft apologizes for Ultimate Extra's embarrassment. Months have passed since the retail launch, and aside from Hold'em and a few other utilities, the Ultimate Extras have been nothing a part of a no-show. Let's call them what they are, a total disappointment. In fact, it gets worse when Microsoft starts calling language packs Ultimate Extras, as this time supposed to do flips over enhanced Korean language support. It was beginning to look like Ultimate Extras was a marketing ploy and nothing else. According to Goth, this is the guy who wrote the article, Microsoft has delivered more than a dozen extras, including Windows Hold'em, Secure Online Key Backup, and the Windows BitLocker Drive Protection Tool. Oh, and don't forget the 16 language packs. So basically what this was is if you bought Windows Vista Ultimate, you were supposed to get these downloads called Ultimate Extras. But as we have seen before, the only ones that have come out is the Texas Hold'em poker game and language packs. It's kind of disappointing. Really, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't buy Windows Vista just for that. Ultimate version. I don't know. It's a freaking poker game. I can get that online. And then there's one called Dream Scene, which adds a animated desktop background. Yeah, that's kind of interesting, but I think it'd get annoying over time. And I think Brad went to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like he did. But I don't know. Yeah, we're still here. We're just talking about Windows Vista Ultimate Extras and what a letdown they are.
Yeah, I read that. It looked boring. That's why I had nothing to say about it.
But would you buy Windows Vista for an animated desktop background? Or Ultimate,
no.
I mean?
No, I wouldn't.
Mike?
That's just stupid.
Well, no, what else does Ultimate have, though? I don't think it was that great, was it?
No, it's got, it's basically a combination of business and home premium. So I think home premium is the way to go still. But yeah, it's kind of disappointing for anybody of you guys out there that are listening that bought Ultimate. I feel sorry for you. If you got it illegally, well then that's a whole nother topic entirely.
Well, most people who have Vista have gotten it with their new computer, haven't they?
Yeah, and that's home premium pretty much. Unless you get a really, really shitty one, then you get home basic. Can't even get started here, but yeah. Let down for that. Okay, let's move on to some happier news. The iPhone shatters AT&T record, which dwarfs the Razr. You guys remember the Razr phones when they came out?
Mm-hmm.
And nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, Apple sold over 700,000 iPhones on the weekend, and the past AT&T's Razr record in 3 days when it took the Razr to sell that same number in a month. So I think the overhyping for the iPhone actually worked, you know?
Well, plus there's lots of Apple fanboys.
Yes.
Apple fanboys.
Yes, Brad, right?
You know who you are. You sicken me.
Okay, but yeah, lots of Apple fanboys and people who are waiting in line when, in fact, there's no reason to wait in line because each Apple store had plenty of iPhones left over after the initial line passed. Even the one in New York City still had iPhones left over come Monday.
Well, at least they supplied them good.
Yeah, but they wanted to be the first one with an iPhone.
Yeah, and for these people waiting in line, they brought them Starbucks and refreshments and everything, and people were camping out. And
yeah, I'm sure there were plenty of camp people there.
What?
Camp people, you know.
I don't know. I wouldn't wait in
so
line.
So you
for,
do know, Shane.
I wouldn't wait in. I wouldn't wait in line for an iPhone or anything like that, you know.
No way. Yeah.
No.
I just get one a couple of months after it's released. I'm not that desperate.
But one thing I did wait in line for was one of the Star Trek movies. I was there 2 hours in advance.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear God.
Mike, you want to come? You want to come see the new one on Christmas Day next year?
No.
I'd rather queue up for the iPhone than for the Star Trek movie. I'd rather okay. queue up for anything than Star Trek movie.
But you watched an episode once.
I'd rather queue up for RuneScape convention than Star Trek.
Oh, God, you guys are no fun. We gotta have Trekkie on one day.
He is on.
Brad, are you going away again anytime soon?
Like July the 28th, so like 3 weeks? Holiday?
Oh, that should be interesting. Oh, I'll be back by then. That's good. Well, at least we'll have an admin on. That's, that's good to know. Okay. Yes, we'll talk more about our plans for when we're both away later. Okay, and more iPhone stuff. Anybody who's an Apple employee, come later this month, will get a free iPhone. This applies to all full-time employees as well as part-time employees who have been with Apple for more than 1 year.
I bet all the Apple fanboys are wishing they had jobs at Apple now.
What I'm wondering, is this like people that work in an Apple store or just at their own like company headquarters, or what do you guys think of this?
I think it's probably every Apple employee in the world, in America probably.
That should be interesting. Like, that's a $600 phone you could get for free.
How many do you reckon of those will be going on eBay?
Well, I don't know. It all depends on, like, who you're with, because it's with Singular AT&T, but some people like Verizon better. I don't know what the other cell companies are in the U.S. I just know AT&T and Verizon. So I guess you could eBay it if you're not on AT&T. I don't know, but that's just interesting that they do that. Okay, and kind of a funny kind of a final tech thing to close up with. Brad, you remember I showed you that big cat thing?
Yeah, and we talked about, is it, you know, named after the tank or whatever?
Yeah, so basically Mac OS X, OS X as people call it, it's got, they're named after big cat names. 10.0 was Cheetah, 10.1 Puma, or no, 10.3 was Jaguar. I messed up my counting, I'm sorry. 10.0 Cheetah, 10.1 Puma, 10.2 Jaguar, 10.3 Panther, 10.4 Tiger, and 10.5 Leopard. And they've also got Lion and Lynx trademarked for 10.6 and 10.7. Now, these are all, like, big cat names, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's also another similarity here is that they're named after German tanks. So now the question is Steve Jobs, does Steve Jobs like cats, or does he like German tanks?
He's a closet Nazi.
The Cheetah shares the name with the German tank destroyer armored self-propelled tank named Jeopard, which is German for cheetah. And then we got the Panther and Jaguar, and these are all German tanks.
George... No, not George. Steve Jobs is a closet Nazi.
I don't know, but yeah. You see any German tanks in Germany there?
No, Shane. Hitler is no longer in power. You need not worry.
At the end it says, all great designs that eventually turn old enough to be reused made into subject to added features. So is the case with both OS 10.5 Leopard and the modern-day German tank Leopard. Many features remain the same, but there is more weight, more advanced operation modes, and more stability to be a gun turrets, and the need for incremental backups. So basically, this is like the German tanks. I don't know. I'm still not convinced. Either it's the cats or the tanks. You guys take your pick.
Tanks.
I'd say cats.
So Steve Jobs is either a pussy or a Nazi.
Which one do we want, the pussy or the closet Nazi?
Nazi. That would make it more fun.
Okay.
That is the great question of our generation. Is Steve Jobs a pussy or a Nazi?
Okay, on to the rants. We're running over again on our hour time limit, but that's okay. Let's give Brad the second one. Mike the third one, and I'll take the first one of the rants.
Okay, so which one am I doing?
You're taking the second one.
Okay.
This is so true because from browsing the forums, I've seen threads like Piers Ruin RS, Noob Piers, etc. This is out of order. I was a peer at first, but the reason I trained defense was because of this. Now, most people think that peers are bad because they're so powerful with stats. However, this is not true. As I was a peer, I never actually thought of this, and peers in the game are nice people. Actually, about 99% of the peers I meet are nice and good people, just like nearly everyone else. And about 80% of my friends list are peers. There are many peers, like Rune Peer, Zerk Peer, Barrows Peer, etc., but the only peer that gets bullied is the one defense peer, which can also be at 20 defense. Also, peers do not pwn. I know that experience since a death level is like 10 levels stronger than attack. Here's why. 60 attack can even hit through 50 defense. However, 70 attack can just hit through it, and then 60 defense pwns at 70 attack, if you get the meaning, which shows that defense is really strong. However, really, it's just the armor that matters, and peers can't wear any decent armor without being defensive. Anyway, also, I see things like Piers Ruin RS. If you could explain to me how exactly. So I think everyone should stop with threads like Piers Ruin RS, Piers are noobs, etc. They're just normal people, and most peers actually that have mates, so they have had more experience even than you probably do. I don't know. Like, do you think? I really doubt that. Yeah, if they have a level 126 main, but probably not otherwise. Like, I don't know. Brad, do you have any peers?
No.
I know I don't.
Have any what?
Peers.
No.
No.
Okay, well, peers can be nice people, but a lot of them, they speak with chat speak, and they're just annoying.
Exactly. See, if I was a player mod, I'd end up muting half these people.
Good job. As we've said in previous shows, this is probably why you're not a player mod.
Mute. Anyways, yeah, I tend to agree with what Mike said, how they're talking like this and chat speak like, yeah, how are you? Hi!
Jamaicans that don't use chat speak, what a horrible generalization to make.
What? I didn't...
That sounded like vaguely Jamaican.
Oh, please. Okay, Brad, your rant.
Okay. Well, this isn't a big deal. If it isn't a big deal, what the hell are you ranting about anymore? Right. I have a set of four gun thins, and I wear a skirt, which is pretty feminine, by the way. Ooh, it's one of these rants. Now, I would like my legs to be hairy. Hang on a minute. This guy is turned on by women in skirts with hairy legs? What the hell? Okay, my legs to be hairy. I also used to have a set of barracks. To my surprise, I was bare-chested. And when I first created my RuneScape character, he was fully clothed and warm. But now he's bare-chested. When he wears the brassy and very cold. So at least give me a hairy chest as an insulator. Because I often fight ice giants and it's cold. Edit, this should be optional, such as a makeover made or something. If you want to get rid of it, it should be an animation of you getting waxed on a table. what sort of sick fantasies does this guy have? Edit again, if this gets passed, they should make a random event where a Scotsman comes to you. If you talk to him, you get an edible hairball that is 20. If you ignore him, you'll get the message, Bigfoot wraps his hair around you and gets teleported twice mansion. What the fuck is this guy on? An edible hairball. An edible edit size. Sorry again, just to clarify, the option should be available to females as well, to send your feed that... Don't have hairy chest. What? This is the most disturbing thing I've read in my life.
That's why I put this rant in, by the way.
I don't have much to say about that.
What do you got? Yes or no?
do you have to ask?
Bad idea. Edible hairballs. I'm sorry, that's just...
Cat-seed hairballs?
I don't even know what to think anymore. Cats cough them up, don't they?
They don't eat hairballs. They just lick themselves and they get a hairball.
They sort of go...
and then they puke on the rug.
Yeah, Mike should know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Brad, are you done being cat?
Yes, quite done.
Okay. So should this happen, like, not, like, the edible hairball and stuff, but the option to have hairy legs or hairy chest?
No, this is just completely wrong.
I don't think it's needed.
This okay. defines wrong.
Okay. That was a funny rant. That's like the rant of the year or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one's for Mike.
Okay. Title. Price manipulation. Would you even tell us? Rares increase in value. That's what they do. Over the long term, they go up. That's what they do. My question as this relates to in-game behavior. And no, I'm not ranting about rares prices, but this is my question. Santas have not increased in over 14 months. Yes, they have fluctuated between 18 to 28 mil, but are currently steady around 22 mil. White party hats, the same, 250 to 260 mil. Red party hats, the same, 200 to 210 mil. Rares accordingly have finite numbers in the game, which means all extra gold pieces floating around flow into the rares market. I know how markets work. I know they're based on supply and demand, but I also know how artificial markets work as well. For prices to stabilize, you have to have a willing party to buy all extra supply, but at the same time provide extra demand to keep the price constant. In the case of an economy, that would be the reverse or federal bank. In the case of RuneScape, that would be, well, RuneScape. By creating new rares, hush, no, that would never happen. You keep prices from going up. By buying back old rares into a fake Jagex-owned account, you keep prices from going down. This is simple economics on how to keep the price stable, and with rare prices being so stable for, well, over 12 months now, I want to know, Jagex, are you buying and selling rares in the market to keep prices stable? And even if you are, would you even tell us?
This one was interesting to me.
He seems kind of paranoid.
Yeah, he's one of those types. He's like one of those ones that like fears the government, you know?
Who fears the government? The government are pussies.
I don't know, but he does raise a valid point. Is Jagex supplying new rares into the market or buying them up? Because it's like they gotta have a way to tell how many like blue party hats are left.
How many people do you think just drop them on the floor in some obscure place and wait for it to disappear?
I don't know.
Or like eat Easter eggs. Or elk party hats. People, there must be a fair few crazy mofos who've got their hands on a blue party hat and thought this must be fun to elk.
Well, people who hack accounts, they probably
get revenge.
If I hacked accounts and they were peers, I'd do a quest that raises their defense.
See, that's the beauty of World of Warcraft, because if you get hacked and if your items get destroyed or deleted or your characters get deleted, you just send off a message to Blizzard and they reset your account and you suddenly you have everything again.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, that's nice of them, but I don't know, like, he does seem paranoid, but do you think they are, like, buying and selling the rares?
He's just paranoid. He's one of these people who thinks everyone's out to get him. He probably hadn't even left his house in 5 years because he thinks, like, his next-door neighbor's got a sniper rifle and is in an upstairs window. He's going to take him out with a swift shot to the back of the neck.
Yeah, there's this,
He probably killed his mother because she tried to offer him a cup of tea and he thought it was poison. He's probably psycho.
There was this Mythbusters on last night where they're testing if you can shoot a bullet at a sniper scope and kill the other person through the scope. They said that I forget what the result was, but I think it was busted, but they said they didn't want to upset any snipers.
Okay.
Just a little bit of a digression there. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. You think they are, like, selling the rares?
No, I don't.
No, I think the prices are just staying where they are because they keep releasing new like items like the Dragon Full Helm and the Third Age.
I want them to go up, though.
No, it's just because you have a rare or so that you wish to sell and you wish to be greedy with.
Yeah. And you told me I should sell at 30, didn't you?
Yeah, and you should have done, because now they're going back down.
I was like 19 or something.
I told you, cash in, don't be greedy. Would you listen? No, you wouldn't.
Okay, we're done shame rants you, for shame. Today. We're done rants for today. Okay. And other things, we've got the new RSBNB Informer out.
Yay.
Take a look at it. We got that out without Brad's help. Mushroom Queen and I.
I was away. I do very little anyway. It's not like I'm hard to replace.
You just handle the discipline.
Yeah, because neither of you two can. You and Mushroom Queen are far too soft.
Oh, no. We're hiring new Informer writers. 2 to 3 RuneScape P2P update writers, which means if you apply for this...
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, if you apply for this position, you will be writing about updates. You agree to write about updates if you apply for this.
Yeah, you can't just like get in and then say you want to write an article about snakes.
Or graphics or something like
yeah.
that.
So don't think this is just your tickets and newspaper stuff. You must write about the updates.
Okay. We'll have a link to that in the notes. 6 new stat signature designs which were not sufficiently tested before going live. But they're up. They work.
Yeah, they're nice.
The designs are by Anubis, Chronic, Red Rooster 5, and Jason MRC. We got some free-to-play signatures, too.
Oh, I have a PM.
Oh, that's nice to know. We got the show contest winner, don't we, Brad?
Did you pick this?
I thought we were supposed to.
Just quickly mess it. I know the person who I think should win. Just give me that name on MSN. Hang on a second. PM in this guy. Yes, I agree.
Okay.
But winner, you spelt the name wrong.
The winner for the May contest is... Brad?
Blue Brisher. That's how you changed the spell to an MSN.
Blue Brisinger.
Congratulations.
Yes, we had this picked out before, but we just confirmed it now.
And we had it picked out when there were like hardly any other entries, and we just said unless there is some amazing entry, that one's got it.
Yes, so there you go. We'll be contacting you about that. Oh yes, and my favorite segment of the show. What have we been doing? What have you
Not
been
much.
Doing, Brad?
Not
Besides
much.
Taking trips to people's houses.
Not much.
World of Warcraft?
Yeah, a bit. Not as much.
Family
I'm
in England?
I'm sort of bored, because I've got another 2 months off, almost. And
well,
I'm just getting bored.
Well, if you need stuff to do, let me know, because I have a huge list of stuff that needs to be done.
I'm not doing crap on RuneScape.
Oh, yes, you helped me gather potato cactus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now you remember. You used me. I thought I meant something.
You do. You can have some magic potions if you want.
I don't even play.
Okay, well, I might need a limp root collector.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Not again. I helped you once. Fucker off.
Okay. Mike, what have you been up to?
Not much.
Just the same old Counter-Strike, eh? Hey? We been doing that nightly, haven't we?
Yeah, I guess. That high scores will be out, I guess, Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
So they're out like, technically now, because this show will be coming out on Friday night.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yes, I have another project I'm about to start work on. Can't really say much about it. Gotta keep that classified. But I have been doing some pest control. I got 90 strength, 80 slayer, 82 herblore. Yeah, you can see an 82 herblore picture on the blog.
Jesus.
At
you've already said it.
It's a funny picture too.
Like, how is it funny?
Just look what the guy says. Like, yeah, so it just so happened he was messaging me at the same time, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that was a great coincidence.
It was.
I bet. Hmm? I'm not cynical or anything, but... Okay. I've killed the podcast. The podcast is dead.
Yeah, Everybody's so that's shane.rspnb.com.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else have anything they want to say before we wrap this one up?
Steve Jobs is a Nazi.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
I think we are done for RSPNB Update episode 107 with...
You've got a sink in your gun.
What?
sounded like what you said. Never mind.
Okay. We're here with...
Brad.
And...
Mike.
See everyone. Brad's at saidbybrad.com and Mike is at...
I don't have a blog.
Not yet.
Yet.
Yeah, you know why, right? I'll tell you after. But, yeah, so with that said, we're done.
You're going to tell him why he doesn't have a blog.
Goodbye.
Bye.